Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, as we get started in the springtime of the year, welcome to my WordPress help desk. This is Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, I want to invite you to hang around for all things WordPress. In addition to the hottest news about WordPress from our friends across the WordPress community, I'm going to help you see why your WordPress site download speed varies between slow and slower. Find all of this out in today's WordPress Focus in the podcast of my WordPress help desk. Now remember, our podcast is sponsored by our incredibly lightning fast WordPress hosting, which offers full WordPress support. Find out more by visiting hosting-master.com. Now our Site-Keeper sponsor offers full WordPress support even to the websites that we do or don't host. It also offers WordPress site editing and maintenance. By the way, if you need a virtual webmaster for your team, you would be shocked to learn how little it will cost to have your own webmaster assigned to your own website simply by going over to wp-sitemakers.com, have us quote on your next project, or ask about our retainer. Now, for our sponsors, remember hosting-master.com, site-keeper.com, and wp-sitemakers.com. And if you have any questions whatsoever about WordPress, remember you can call me 903-926-2607, or you can email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com. Well, let's get started with the news. Well, in the news, the WordPress team has completed some 49 changes since releasing Beta 4 about a week ago, and the 4.5 release candidate is now available, meaning everyone thinks that WordPress is just about done, but with the millions of users and thousands of plugins and themes, it is clearly possible that something's been missed. Thus, the team is calling for developers to test the new 4.5 release candidate, and the goal is that they plan to ship WordPress 4.5 publicly Tuesday, April 12th. In these changes, you're going to see more changes for better support of HHVM hosting for WordPress with the image tests that are now focusing on resizing and rotating images. In plugin news, in the plugin repository, you can easily look for popular admin-focused plugins. You can almost always find nifty tools for doing those specific jobs you want to see happen in the admin area. Now, some of the tools that I personally recommend and even use include Download Monitor to help you manage and analyze your downloads and uploads, the CMS Tree View, which adds a page view of all pages, custom fields, and more, and gives you the ability to drag and drop your pages or multiple pages. Organize Media is a great way to use thumbnails to organize an extensive media library, and WP Statistics is a fully loaded analytical tool that gives you all of that information right inside your dashboard. Then there's one that calls Frontier Backend that helps you strip out all admin access from registered users. This allows you to have people register and yet not interfere with any of your admin area or even to be able to create pages and things. And this way you could have a members-only area if you wanted, and this would allow you to let them register but not access any of those things. So now, in security news, have you ever wondered how security cleans hacked websites? Well, what is the process? They clean a lot of websites, about 400 to 500 sites daily during a normal load. And to understand how they do their stealth hack cleaning work, you have to first understand where all this traffic comes from. Biggest challenge they face is providing incident response services or remediation on compromised websites is that a majority of the website owners or webmasters are simply not prepared. Most website owners lack security knowledge and fail to invest the time necessary to become familiarized with its concepts, and they fail to get their websites ready for when, not if, an attack or disaster occurs. So the steps they follow, I think, could be broken down into about four or five key steps. One, establish a baseline of the environment. I think this is an important step anyone should take, and it's the very first step all of us should take in every case. It doesn't matter what the site is. We have to establish a baseline. The baseline focuses on identifying what websites exist in the environment, specifically if there's any out-of-date software instances in the environment, and worse yet, if there's any known vulnerable components, such as themes or plugins. You need to also identify compromised files. Now, this is a step that takes someone who understands the back end of WordPress and the back end of PHP, that is the core of WordPress. When they move into that next step, they're going to be looking for what they know to be bad. They will accomplish this by using a number of tools they've developed over the years that have helped them automate the detection and infection removal process. This process, of course, has been designed to identify known issues, and many will attribute this to the signature-based remediation, but it's a bit more involved than that, and this is part of what they call their artificial intelligence engine. Now, the number three step, I think, is that they go in and they will identify anomalies, signs of compromise. And they will then move into a step that they refer to as the human intelligence phase. You can just imagine, one of the biggest decision realizations anyone has ever made was that they had to deal with the traditional antivirus systems, and when working with websites, that would be impossible to provide a 100% automated solution. And so Sucuri had to, at the early point of their inception, learn to work around that process, and it would require some level of engagement from a trained professional to ensure that they not only identify and remove known issues, but then all that time that would be necessary analyzing the anomalies and signs of compromise. You know, the final phase of the remediation process includes identifying any potential integrity issues with known goods. And any website that leverages open source CMS applications like WordPress, Joomla, Magento, Drupal, so forth, and others should always perform an integrity check post-compromise. It not only looks for anomalies in files, but if any files that might have been added in certain directories that don't belong. Their process extends beyond the core applications, including extensible components like plugins and themes and extensions modules when possible. And I will say that when I have seen hacked sites occur, many times they will hide things inside of the little directories you wouldn't even suppose, even like your media or like your upload directory. And then, of course, they're going to remove you from any blacklist. So speaking about security, WordFence.com offers a handy checklist for securing your WordPress. You can check it out at WordFence.com/learn/WordPress-security-checklist. Well, this just about does it for this week's news. Now let's turn our attention to this week's WordPress focus as I talk about WordPress speed variations. This past week, I heard from a WordPress user asking about why his WordPress site was slowing down at different times. I have found in testing page speeds of over 100 WordPress sites that there is no guarantee how fast a page loads because every page content is different. When you think about what slows down a page, we obviously are going to first think hosting, and why? Because a WordPress host that does not support SSD solid-state drive hosting for WordPress is never going to be as fast as one who does. And so when you start comparing apples to apples and you want to know why your page is slowing down, we have to first look at your host. If you're like me, you know you're probably Googling hosting to find out what's out there, and the pricing alone is crazy. And many of those hosts give hosting away as a loss leader to get you into their server, and then they sell you SEO and SSL and more domains and other services in order to move your site up vertically and sell you up. others give you the almost nothing hosting for 1 year, and then they lock you in multiple years for a rate that is going up each and every year. And these big boys are nothing but sleeves-based hosting because they give you nothing but huge shared servers on out-of-date SATA drive servers. Others give you SSD, but again, throw you into the mix of deeply shared hosting. Now, I have talked at length on previous programs about shared hosting, and you know it's full risk. One of those risks is degraded performance. So what does degraded performance do? It slows your site down. If you want to know why your site performs slower one day than another, you only have to look at the other sites on your IP. Because most of you are on shared hosts, then you have anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand other sites, and it just takes one of those to be more performing than yours to slow your site down. Maybe they're holding a sale. Maybe they've been interviewed on television and their traffic has just shot through the roof. That's all it takes to slow your site down. That's a given possibility of why your WordPress performs differently on different days on a shared server. But let's look at other considerations too. Is your site cached? If so, is your caching so full it can't handle any more? Are you caching externally or internally, like in Memcache, or simply placing your cache on the root server? This alone, if left undone, left unchecked, can slow you down because it can bloat out your server. I find people running external cache, and sometimes they pick one that doesn't give you much room, and if you outgrow your cache, possibly it slows you down. Another thing is that you could run into a big thing on the caching program, and you don't know when they renew. You don't know when they clear their cache. And so this uncleared cache could become a problem. I find big commercial sites that run expensive CDNs for their images and PDF downloads running into log jams simply because the CDN is not keeping up with the demand of their site. If this is a problem, you might want to look at choosing carefully a SSD-based CDN. And other than your hosting and caching and CDN choices, you also have to look at your web content. I see sites that vary in page site size from a few megabytes to a few hundred megs. For instance, let's assume you have a page that runs a gallery of 50 photos, 5 across, 10 rows down. That one page would be huge, especially if you were using 50 raw photos. Often, lesser gallery plugins will simply take your big image and resize it to view the little thumbnail, but it still uses that large image as its source. And if that's the case, then the thumbnail may change the viewing size, but it won't change the real size of the image. It's always best to optimize your images and even use a plugin that automatically creates a different size image needed for your website. And the other thing, you would need best to create different size images needed for the various things. There's plugins that will help you create multi-sized images of every image you upload so that it'll be ready for mobile, it'll be ready for the desktop, the tablet, and so forth, and you won't have to worry about changing your sizes manually. Of course, you need to pay attention too to your content. Some people like to use Divi and other visual editors to drag and drop section after section on pages. Sometimes the load created by a Divi site and its neat little visual editing setup will allow web designers to just go overboard on page content, and this can more than often slow down your site performance. And this solution to this age-old problem is to build your site around a thin, keep it simple, stupid type content writing. Yoast likes to see a page content between 200 and 300 words. If you can turn a page green with 205 words, I would rather do that than stuff another 95 unnecessary words on that page. If I can custom fit my images to a page and limit the number of images per page, I can create pages that will come down in 1 second or less. Friends, what I've told you about today is that you need to maintain your WordPress performance in a number of ways. A good host, a fast host, a gzip, SSD host, and a host with great throughput like hosting-master.com. But also avoid poor server-based caching or CDNs that are not SSD-based. And use plugins that reduce and optimize and resize your images. That will help your content be smaller. Well, I do hope you've learned something about WordPress from today's WordPress podcast. I hope you now know different ways to speed up your WordPress the right way. Until we meet again, this is your WordPress rock star, Ken Freeman, saying keep up the good work you do in building websites. I want to see you next week at the same time right here on Blog Talk Radio. So subscribe while you're here. And remember, you can get all of the archives to the Blog Talk Radio over at SomeoneCaresRadio.com. All right, see you next week.